Well, good evening, everyone.
大家晚安.
Today's a very weird day. The smoke was just in the air and it's covering the sun. This morning, I woke up, showered, and walked to my car, and I saw that it looked like the moon was where the sun was. That's how odd it was, almost as if I forgot to wake up for morning service, and I completely missed it, as if my alarm clock didn't. And I woke up in the evening, thinking that the morning was the evening. So.
今日嘅天氣好怪啊！我今朝起身嘅時候咧，因為好多雲遮住個太陽，我以為我唔知醒，聽唔到個鬧鐘，瞓過龍，咁咧係變咗係由朝頭早變咗係夜晚，個太陽好似個月亮咁樣。So,
and I also have asthma, very bad asthma. So I heard that the smoke is not very good for that. So, but I think today I will not have any problems. We're pretty safe in the basement.
同埋咧，我本身係有哮喘㗎，咁出邊嘅煙霧咧，對我嚟講係唔多唔少都有影響。不過咧，我哋喺教會呢度係好安全嘅，大家可以放心。With
that, why don't we all pray and give this time over to God?
讓我哋作一個祈禱作開始。Father,
we thank you so much that you let us worship you, even in this basement, Father.
天父，我哋好感謝你，讓我哋喺呢個地庫入邊嚟到崇拜你。
We join the millions of other people around the world that worship you on this day.
喺今日，我哋與世界上所有好多好多嘅人一齊嚟崇拜你。
Father, we know that we are so blessed to be in Canada, to be in Vancouver, to have the freedom to worship you, while there are other people in the world that worship you, but under the threat of persecution.
天父，我哋知道我哋喺加拿大、喺温哥華係蒙受你好大嘅祝福，可以好自由咁樣去專心敬拜你，而其他人喺世界好多唔同嘅地方係受到逼迫。But
Father, we also know that if we were to go to those countries, those places that are hard to worship you, Father, I hope that we would all of us still choose the right decision to worship you.
但係天父，我哋都知道，假如我哋要去到嗰啲喺其他唔同嘅地方係好困難咁樣去敬拜你嘅地方，我哋都會選擇一個正確嘅回應去繼續敬拜你。Let
that be our prayer today.
呢個係我哋個禱告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶穌基督嘅名求。
Amen. Well, good evening, everyone. And I want to start off with sort of a bit of a long story.
大家好，咁我開頭嘅時候咧，我想講一個比較長嘅故仔。In
2009, I went on a missions trip to Cambodia.
2009年嘅時候，我因為短宣去到柬埔寨。
It was in the month of July and August, so it was extremely hot.
當時大約係7月或者係8月啦，咁係好熱，好熱。
For 2 weeks, we were in Cambodia and we spent time with a lot of children. And one thing that I really need to learn in Cambodia was also to how to deal with the Cambodian traffic.
咁嗰兩個禮拜喺柬埔寨咧，咁我認識到好多好多小朋友啦，同埋年青人啦。咁咧喺嗰段時候咧，我係好認真咁去學習一個好重要嘅課程。
And you see, the traffic that I had to get used to was that in Cambodia, those streets were very different than the streets that they are in Canada.
我喺嗰度咧係學過馬路，因為喺柬埔寨過馬路咧同喺加拿大係好唔同嘅。If
you've never been to Cambodia or Thailand or Vietnam, you have to understand that there are different rules to the street.
如果你未曾去過柬埔寨、泰國或者係越南咧，你要明白嗰邊過馬路嗰個規則同呢度係好唔同。One
of the rules is that if you have a very big vehicle, if you drive a very big vehicle, you can do whatever you want on the street, and all the smaller cars have to adjust to what you're doing.
其中一個規矩咧，就係假如你揸一個好大嘅車咧。 咁你喺路上面點樣行都得，因為旁邊嗰啲細嘅車咧，就個個要就你避開你嘅。
So a bigger car could make a U-turn in the middle of traffic, or a bigger car can literally cut in the middle of the street, and all the smaller cars literally have to stop or slow down or just go around.
如果你揸架大車咧，你可以無端端喺個路中心嗰度U-turn，或者係忽然間彈地頭喺人哋面前，咁嗰啲其他嘅車都要就你避開你。
This would never happen in Canada.
咁喺加拿大係冇可能咁樣嘅。
Another rule that I really had to learn is that if you are a pedestrian trying to cross the road, you cannot just wait at the side of the road like we do in Canada.
另外一個規矩咧，就係作為行人，如果你想過馬路咧，你唔可以好似喺加拿大咁企喺路邊等啲車停低。Because
we all know and we all live in Canada that if you want to cross a street, usually you would wait for the time to go through, or you can even politely wait, and then maybe even cars would slow down. They might even gesture you past. That's how nice it is in Canada. But not so in Cambodia. You could wait there all day, and no cars would ever stop for you.
喺加拿大咧，咁我哋習慣咗，你要過馬路，咁你就企喺度等啲車停低。咁有時咧，有啲司機好好噶，咁啊好禮貌咁停低，打曬手勢咁俾你過。但係喺柬埔寨呢樣嘢係冇可能，你可以企喺路邊企成日都唔會有車停俾你。But
I still need to cross the street, especially when I'm in Cambodia. And one time, it was a very busy street, and our team had to go from one side of the road to the other side of the road. So I, do you know what I did? I look for a local Cambodian, someone who lived there, grew up there. I watched them. I watched how they would cross the road.
咁有一次咧，咁我就喺一條好繁忙嘅街嗰度就要過馬路啦。咁但係點算咧？咁我就睇下旁邊嗰啲本地嘅柬埔寨人，睇下佢哋點樣過馬路。
So this local Cambodian, I was watching him like a hawk. He's so casually, he just goes up to the road, and then he steps onto the road with oncoming cars, and he walks through the road, and he makes it to the other side.
咁我就好留心咁睇呢個本地人，睇下佢點樣過馬路。咁佢冇嘢喎，佢行到去，嗰啲車雖然係好多，但係咧佢都就咁踏只腳出去，就咁行過去。
I was in pure disbelief because when he walked across the road, the cars, those oncoming cars, they slow down. They even stop, or the cars go around him, like as if they knew exactly what to do, as if it happens all the time.
哇！我簡直難以相信啊，因為當佢過馬路嘅時候咧，嗰啲車咧就慢慢駛啦，或者係繞過去避開佢啦，咁好似即係好自然咁發生，佢哋知道佢會點樣行咁。So
I saw this man walk across. So I said to myself, okay, if he can do it, I'm going to try and do it too. So I'm at the side of the road. My whole missions team is behind me. I think they were very worried what I was going to do. I was standing there. I was waiting. I was waiting for a good moment, like a better moment, not too many cars, some cars. So I'm waiting. I see a good moment. And I take that one step onto the street. But then the car was still here coming, and I was scared. And I came back right away. And then this car zoomed right past me.
咁於是我睇完嘅時候咧，我就同自己講：如果佢得，我都得。咁於是乎咧，我就企到去路邊。咁我後邊咧就成個短宣隊就睇下我會做乜嘢啦。咁我就企度等啦。咁啊等，唔係話冇曬車，等少啲車嘅時候咁。嗯，啱啦。咁我就踏只腳出去。 但係點知我踏只腳出去，見到啲車係咁嚟咧，我就好驚，就成個褪翻後。
I was afraid. It was not natural for me to step onto a busy street with oncoming cars.
咁我好驚啊，因為咧，我係唔習慣咁樣過馬路啊，見到咁多車，忽然間咁踏只腳出去。
Everything in my body told me that I needed to be like a Canadian, not a Cambodian. Everything in my body told me to be a Canadian and to wait for a completely safe, quiet street, no oncoming cars, and then cross the street. But at the moment, I'm not living in Canada. At the moment, I'm living in Cambodia. So I had to cross the street, no matter the circumstance. So I said to myself, I still need to cross. And if that man can walk across, I can do it too. So I tried again. This time, I came up with all the courage in my body, and I walked in front of some oncoming cars, and I didn't want to pull back, but I took another step, and surely enough, these cars did slow down, and they did go around me, and some of them stopped, and I felt better, and then I ran across the street, and then I made it to the other side. What was holding me back on the first time? Why couldn't I step out? I couldn't step out for the exact same reason that the disciples had such a hard time accepting what Jesus was trying to teach them as well. So again, I want to read our scripture passage for today. And you may or may not have your Bibles with you, but I'm going to read more than just verse 24. I know we read verse 24, but I also want to read verse 21 all the way to 25, and then we'll go between English and Chinese. So again, that's Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 to 25. So in verse 21, it reads, "From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and on the third day be risen to life." Verse 22, "Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. 'Never, Lord,' he said. 'This shall never happen to you.'"
22节, "Peter 就拉着他, 劝他说, 主哦, 万不可如此, 这事必不临到你身上。"
Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have the mind, the concern you have in mind. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns."
耶稣转过来对彼得说：撒旦，去我后边去吧！你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me."
于是耶稣对门徒说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
So today we're talking about what it means to be a true follower of Christ. Follower, follower? Are you a follower?
門徒, 什麼? 你是不是門徒呢?
Right? People might ask you sometimes, are you a Christian?
有時人們會問你, 你是不是基督徒?
And of course you might be like, oh yeah, 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 oh, I'm Christian, I go to church.
當然我們會說, 當然啦, 我是基督徒啊, 我去教會的嘛。
But then when a pastor asks you, are you a Christian? Are you a follower? It gets a little bit uncomfortable.
但是當一位牧者問你, 你是不是基督徒? 你是不是一個門徒? 這樣呢, 你會覺得有少少不是幾自然。
And then when you say yes, the next question should be, who are you following?
如果你答話是, 那跟著那條問題呢, 就是, 那你究竟跟隨哪一個人呢?
Maybe you're thinking like, oh, I think Jesus is the right answer. So you might go, I'm following Jesus, you say.
當然你想著,如果我答話主耶穌,那對啦,當然我跟著主耶穌嘛。
And that's a good answer. And I guess as a pastor, my next question for you is, okay, you're following Jesus. Where is he leading you?
當然你沒答錯,作為牧者,我跟著那條要問的問題就是,那你跟著耶穌啊? 耶穌帶你去哪裡?
Where is he leading you?
去哪裡呢?
You see, the disciples of Jesus thought they knew where Jesus is leading them, but really, they don't know.
當時耶穌的門徒,他們以為知道耶穌帶他們去哪裡,其實他們是不知道的。
The disciples saw Jesus, and they wanted him to be this amazing leader, someone that could command an army to destroy their enemies.
在那些門徒的心目中,他們看到的耶穌是一個很神奇的領袖,一個很厲害的將軍,帶他們去戰勝敵人。
The disciples grew up reading the books of Judges, read about the kings of Israel, and all those stories in the Intertestament period. And they're used to this conqueror that they're waiting for. And they saw that Jesus could be this person.
那些門徒他們一向都是在聖經那裡看到新約和舊約之間好像在士師記那樣他們認為耶穌是好像當年以色列的君王那樣是帶領他們去打仗戰勝他們的敵人。
So the atmosphere got a little bit tense when Jesus said to his disciples these things. Jesus said to him that he must die, that he must be killed, and then on the third day, he'll be raised to life.
當耶穌告訴門徒他將會被人殺死,在第三天他會復活,當時氣氛變得很緊張。
As soon as he said those things, inside the disciples felt exactly how I felt when I was on the street with those oncoming cars. I was afraid and I pulled away.
當耶穌這樣說的時候,那些門徒心裡的反應就好像我在柬埔寨過馬路一樣,很害怕,很害怕。
Every fiber in the disciples' being was saying, no, 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 Jesus, you cannot die. You cannot give up. You cannot leave us.
那些門徒他們本能的反應就是,不行的,不行的,耶穌,你不可以死的,你不可以放棄的,不可以就這樣離開我們的。
That was the natural response of a disciple. I had a natural response of oncoming cars, and I know that as people, we all have a natural response to anything in life.
等於我當時面對那些車的時候,我自然反應就是不敢過馬路。我們每一個人都有這些是很自然的本能反應。These
natural responses that we all have, they're influenced by something. They're influenced by how we grew up. They're influenced by the culture that we live in. And they're also influenced by the friends that we choose to have.
我們的自然反應是受幾樣東西影響,其中就是我們成長的背景。
So let me pick three natural responses that I am pretty sure that we all have. The first natural response I think we all have is this, that we all like to relax and to take the path of least resistance.
其中一樣呢,就是我們就好想舒舒服服地過日子,選一些最容易行的路才行。
Another natural response that I think we all might have is that we all like to look good in front of our friends, our family, our boss, maybe our children.
另外一個自然反應呢,就是我們是不衰得的。我們在我們的朋友啊,親人啊,老闆啊,甚至我們的小孩子面前呢,都要做得好好看看,似模似樣。
And the third natural response that I think we all have is that we all like to stay away from danger and to do everything that we can to minimize risk.
第三樣我們的自然反應呢,就是遠離危險,以及盡我們的可能就不去冒險。
Those three things, I think, are most of our natural responses.
這三樣東西呢,我想是我們最普通的自然反應啦。
So I heard a very interesting story that talks about natural responses, and it's about a fox trying to cross a river.
就聽過有一個故事呢,是關於一個本能的反應的,是一個狐狸同埋一個蝎子,他們準備過河的故事。So
a fox is trying to cross the river, and a scorpion pops out of nowhere, and then the scorpion asks the fox, I need some help.
那個狐狸呢,他就準備過河了,忽然間有隻蝎子跳出來,那個蝎子呢,就跟狐狸說話。
So the fox looks at this scorpion and goes, oh wow, a talking scorpion. How can I help you?
And
the scorpion asks, if you are going to swim across this river, can I jump onto your back and then can you swim me across as well?
不如你可不可以讓我跳上你背脊那裡,再跟我過河啊?
But the fox asks the scorpion, but if you sting me, I will surely die.
狐狸就說,哇,如果你刺我一下,我就馬上死了。
And then the scorpion says, no. I'm not going to sting you, because if I sting you, then you'll drown, and then I'll drown too.
狮子说,不会,我不会刺你的,因为如果我弄死你,你就会浸死,那你浸死,我都会浸死的。So
the fox says, okay, that makes sense.
狐狸说,嗯,那也是。
So the scorpion jumps on his back, and then the fox swims across the river.
于是乎,那只狮子跳上狐狸背脊,狐狸就游水游去对面了。So
halfway in the river, where it's the deepest part, the scorpion stings the fox.
游到河中心,最深水的地方呢,这只蝎子就是针了狐狸一下。
And as the poison fills the fox turns around and he asks the scorpion, why did you do that? Now we are both going to drown.
狐狸就被蝎子的毒入了身体,他就拧回头问蝎子,为什么你要这么做呢?
And then the scorpion says, it's my natural response to be a scorpion, to sting people.
蝎子就说,作为蝎子,这个是我本能的反应来的嘛。
We all have natural responses, but my question is, do we have to commit to our natural responses?
我们每一个人都有我们本能的反应,但是个问题就是,我们就是不是屈服于这些本能的反应呢?
The verses that we read today teaches us that Jesus calls us not to commit to our natural responses. Jesus calls us to do the right response.
耶稣叫我们就当舍己，就是叫我们放低我们本能的反应，是要作出正确的回应。
In verse 24, he says to deny yourself, which means it's to deny our natural responses and basically to deny our self-centered concerns.
在二十四节他讲到就当舍己的时候呢，是叫我们放低我们本身的自然的反应，放低那些以自我为中心的想法。
In verse 24, it also says to take up their cross, which means for us to embrace the symbol of the cross. And what's the symbol of the cross? It's for us to embrace the symbol of shame and the symbol of death.
在25节，耶稣讲，背起我们的十字架，他意思呢，就是我们要为着主的缘故呢，不怕面对死亡的象征，而这个十字架呢，就是代表着死亡和羞辱。
And then in verse 24, at the very end, it says to follow him, which, as I'm sure you know, may or may not include dangers and risk.
最后的经文讲到，耶稣叫我们去跟随他，那我相信大家都知道呢，这个是可能是会有危险的。
This verse alone poses significant problems to the follower of Christ who only wants to obey their natural responses and wants to ignore the right responses.
对于那些正是照顾自己的自然反应的门徒呢，正是这一句呢，已经令到他们是很难去令到他们呢，会忽略了正确对神的回应。
And I know that each of us, deep down, have those natural responses that you already know. I've already gone through three of them, but I'll go through just a few more.
咁咧，我哋知道我哋每一个人都有我哋头先讲过嗰三个好自然嘅本能。咁跟住咧，我仲有啲补充。
When I was young, when I was a youth, some of the natural responses that I've had is that I've always wanted to just speed ahead of life. I just want to grow up really fast. I don't want to have any patience with growing slowly. I never want to do homework. I procrastinate to the very, 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 very last minute.
当我年轻啲嘅时候咧，咁我就样嘢都系想好快好快，亦都冇耐性。咁我又唔肯做功课，乜嘢咧都拖到最尾嗰秒钟先至去做。
And I guess as I grew up, some of my natural responses is that I wanted to be very, very successful in life. I wanted to land a very high-paying job. I was so urgently pressed to find a life partner, or else I would be shamed to be single for the rest of my life.
咁当我成熟少少嘅时候咧，我就谂，我一定要成功。找到一份好好好高人工嘅好嘅工作，咁同埋咧，我要找我嘅终身伴侣，咁我咧就唔使成日俾人笑我话我自己一个人。
And remember, these are lies. These are lies that the enemy tells us.
但系你记住，呢啲咧系敌人话俾我哋听嘅大话嚟嘅。
Or if you are a more mature or seasoned person, I think some of the natural responses that we have, or that we want to retire early, we want to live a very comfortable life. We are at the age where we don't want to serve anymore. Actually, I want to be served instead. Maybe you have that kind of mentality.
假如你是更加成熟嗰一辈咧，咁你有好多好丰富嘅人生经验咧，咁你净系想舒舒服服咁，唉，早啲退休就算啦。你不想再去服侍人，你只是想被人服侍。
These are the natural responses that we all have. They sound amazing. They sound so powerful, tempting, alluring, all of that. But remember, these are lies that the enemy tells us.
这些全部都是很自然的反应，那听起上来没什么不妥啊，还很吸引添。不过呢，要记住，这些是敌人呢不断话俾我哋听嘅谎言。
The devil is very tricky. The devil is whispering things in our hearts all the time.
鬼好蛊惑嘅，佢不断咧细声咁样话啲嘢俾我哋听。
He'll say to you this. He'll whisper you this. He'll say to you, "You deserve these things."
魔鬼不断咁样细细声同我哋讲话，呢啲系你应得嘅。
He'll say to you, "You've worked so hard. You can just relax." And you don't have to do anything that God tells you to do anymore.
魔鬼同你讲，你做得咁辛苦，你唞下把啦，你唔需要做一啲上帝叫你做嘅嘢嘅。
And so for so much of our lives, we want to be happy, we want to be comfortable, and we want to buy all of those things that we think make us happy.
咁我哋咧就只系想开开心心咁过日子啦，啊，买一啲我哋中意嘅嘢，我哋享受嘅嘢。
There was a very famous baseball player, and I'm sure you know, baseball players they make a lot of money. This baseball player, he sat down with a Christian speaker, and he said to him this. He said, "I have everything." That I have ever wanted in life. But nothing of it has any real value.
有一位很出名的棒球选手，既然他这么出名，当然他是赚很多钱。他有一次就跟一个很出名的传道人坐下聊天，这位棒球选手说，所有我想要的东西我都得到了，但是全部都是没有意义的。
Let us not be suckered into our natural responses. Let us be bold. Let us choose the right response. It's when we choose the right response that the glory of God shines the brightest.
When we choose the right response, that the glory of God shines the brightest.
In America, there is a state called Louisiana, and in this state, there was a prison that was known for the most bloodiest prison in America.
In America, 一个州Louisiana 州喺嗰度咧有一个好出名嘅最血腥嘅监狱。
It was so bloody that if you were a visitor visiting a family member, when you checked in, they gave you a knife to protect yourself.
你去嗰度登記作為探訪探監嘅人咧，你登記嘅時候咧，佢哋俾把刀等你保護自己。
85% of the prison were people who were sentenced to life without parole. 45 of them were on death row.
其中有85%嘅囚犯咧，佢哋係喺嗰度坐監，係終身監禁，無期徒刑。
Eventually, a warden who was Christian, he wanted to be the caretaker and the warden of this prison, and he wanted to turn it around.
咁有一日咧，有个基督徒嘅狱长咧，就嚟到呢个监狱，咁佢就谂住咧，就将呢个监狱改变。
He wanted to set up. Smoke is getting to me. He wanted to set up Bible studies. He wanted to set up chapel services. He asked Christian speakers to come and just share their life stories.
咁呢个基督徒狱长咧，佢就成立崇拜嘅会堂啦，同埋查经班。
And eventually, the gangs of thugs they turned miraculously.Into brothers in Christ.
咁佢就係邀請好多監犯咧嚟到查經班啦、學習啦。咁冇幾耐咧，呢啲監犯咧就好多都變成主內嘅弟兄。
So one Christian speaker was there one time, and he wanted to speak to one of the worship leaders that also happens to be one of the prisoners.
咁有一次咧，有一個基督徒有一個傳道人咧，就去到嗰度講道。咁之後咧，佢就係同其中一個崇拜領導人就傾偈。
He asked this worship leader, Are you also one of the prisoners here in this prison?
他问,你是不是这里的囚犯呢?
He said, yes.
我说,是啊。
And then he asked him, how old are you?
传道人问他,你几岁啊?
And he said, about 26.
囚犯就说,他说,大约26岁左右。
And then the speaker asked him, how long is your sentence here?
传道人问他,那你的刑期有多长呢?
And he said, life without parole.
他说,我是终身监禁,
and the speaker asked him, how do you feel about that? Being so young and being in prison, life without parole.
传道人问他,那你觉得怎样啊?你这么年轻,你就在这里终身监禁。
And he said this. He said, if you knew who I was before, and if you know who I am now, you would know that I am free.
这个囚犯就说,假如你以前认识我,你也认识今天的我,那你会明白,我今时今日其实是自由的。
And then the 26-year-old also said, please pray for my family who think they are free, but really in chains.
这位26岁的监犯说,请你为我的家人祈祷,他们以为他们是自由的,其实他们正正困锁在罪里面。
So powerful for a 26-year-old to be in prison for the rest of his life, to come to God, to acknowledge who he was before, and to have the freedom that he has, and to ask other people to pray for his family who think they are free, but really in chains.
一个26岁的囚犯,他坐在监里面,但是他认识到神,得到力量,他懂得去求这位传道人,为他的家人祈祷,他认识什么叫真正的自由。
After hearing a story like that, I really have to ask myself this question. Am I a person who thinks that I am free, but I am really in chains?
我听完这个故事之后,我问我自己,那我是不是那些自己以为得着自由,但是其实我是困锁在罪里面的呢?
And I really think that all of us have to ask that very same question. Are we so comforted by our big houses, by our creature comforts, by the fact that we live in Vancouver, are we so led to believe that we're so free, but really we forget what our Lord Jesus Christ calls us to do? Do we sometimes lie to ourselves, saying that God is most glorified when I am most happy? Or sometimes we say something like, God is most glorified if I have everything that I've ever wanted in life, that I could always take the path of least resistance, and as long as I am happy, God is happy. By the words of John Piper, he says something so remarkable. It's absolutely amazing. It reads, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.
John Piper 讲了一句很有意思的说话。他说,当我们完全信靠主,神的荣耀就在我们的身上得着最大的彰显。
As parents, I know that this is true because whenever your kids come to you with some sort of gift, some sort of materialistic gesture of their love, it doesn't matter if the gift is a beautiful or not so beautiful thing. Past Mother's Day, we had these mugs that were painted. It doesn't matter if it's a beautiful mug or a not so beautiful mug. As a parent, we know that as long as the kids appreciate you and are most satisfied of you and love you, that is the most important thing.
作為父母呢,我相信你都會知道,過時過節呢,你啲仔女送禮物俾你呢,其實令到你開心嘅唔係嗰個禮物有幾靚幾巴閉,而係呢,當你知道啲仔女係幾咁心存感恩,幾咁錫你嘅時候,你係好開心,好開心。
And I know that I know this fact not because I'm not a parent, but as I take care of kids and when I lead programs like VBS, and after 5 wonderful days, at the very end, the most touching words that I've ever heard is not the kids saying, oh, it was so fun, oh, my friends loved it, oh, we should do this again. No, no, no. The most touching words that I've ever gotten were the parents of the kids that come to me and say, you are truly a servant of God.
我點解會知道呢?就我就未曾做人爸爸媽媽,咁但係呢,我帶領嗰個VBS個program,咁令到我最開心嘅呢,就唔係嗰啲小朋友嚟到我面前同我講話,哇,好開心啊,好好玩啊,我啲朋友仔都好鍾意,唔係啲,而係嗰啲爸爸媽媽走嚟同我講話,你係真係神嘅仆人。
So the words of John Piper are absolutely crucial. God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him.
咁呢個說話,當我哋完全信靠主,愛主,神嘅榮耀呢,就喺我哋身上得著最大嘅彰顯呢,係真理。
Let us not be the church that seeks only for our human concerns.
我哋嘅教會唔好成為淨係追隨體貼人嘅意思嘅地方。
Let us be true followers of Jesus by putting away our human concerns, putting away our human selfish desires. Let us be able to take up our cross, which is basically being open to the fact that we're okay with shame. As long as it's Jesus, I'm okay to be called a Christian.
讓我們背起我們的十字架,為著主耶穌,我們可以背起我們,甚至是面對我們的屈辱,跟隨他。For
whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for Jesus will find it.
因為凡要救自己生命的,必喪掉生命,凡為我喪掉生命的,必得著生命。Let's
pray. Dear God, I don't know each person's struggle in this room, but Father, we know that we should try our best to get rid of them.
天父,我不知道我們在座每一個人生裡面為什麼掙扎,但是天父,我求你幫助我們。Father,
sometimes we don't know where you're leading us, to be honest, we don't know, but Father, we ask that you would just hold us by the hand and guide us.
老實說,天父,很多時候我都不知道你帶我們去哪裡,但是求天父你親自牽著我們的手。
And our prayer tonight is that wherever you take us, it could be dangerous, it could be shameful, it could be not what we expect. But Father, it is our prayer that we will follow you for the rest of our lives.
我們今晚的禱告就是,無論天父你帶領我們去哪裡,甚至那些地方是有危險,甚至我們要面對很多屈辱,求天父你都一路帶領我們。Father,
let us not commit to our natural response, but Father, we just pray that we would commit to the right response.
求天父你不要讓我們屈服在我們自己本能的反應,而是我們懂得作出正確的反應。
We pray this all in Jesus' most precious name.
我们藉着主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.